This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A state district court judge in Missoula has ordered the state to pay the ACLU of Montana and other attorneys $73,371 in costs and fees after state attorneys lost a case involving a plaintiff in the case known by their initials, MB, a non-binary Montanan whose application for a driver's license was rejected in 2022 because they did not select a male or female category. The state had argued that MB's license must reflect their biological sex rather than their legal sex on their birth certificate, even though the birth certificate lists their legal sex as non-binary. Judge Shane Vanatta did not agree with the state's claims and in December ordered the state to issue a driver's license to MB that aligns with their birth certificate. Alex Raitt, an attorney with the ACLU, said he expects the state to appeal the case to the Montana Supreme Court, including the determination of attorney's fees. But Raitt noted that attorney's fees could eventually be awarded in several other cases involving the legal documents and civil rights of transgender Montanans. In the larger context of attorney's fees, Raitt said $73,371 is not a staggering sum for a constitutional case, but taken together, litigation involving transgender people could result in the state paying out several million dollars to plaintiffs' attorneys for ongoing court cases alone. Last Friday, another state district court judge handed down another decision about attorney's fees and costs for a case that originated in 2021 involving how transgender people can update their birth certificates. The total sum owed by the state in that case? $517,000. It's worth noting that when the Republican majority legislature considers bills that their own legislative staff attorneys warn are unconstitutional, the legislature has passed those bills, expecting that they'll be challenged in court. The Republican majority Montana legislature has appropriated state budget dollars to legal fees that it expects to have to pay when the unconstitutional bills are challenged and found illegal in court. That's millions of dollars appropriated from taxpayers for bills that the legislature knows are unconstitutional. QCORE, Montana State University's Quantum Collaborative Research and Education Facility, has been awarded a $31.5 million contract with the Air Force Research Laboratory in Rome, New York, for novel research in quantum applications and the development of novel quantum materials, sensors, devices, and network systems. The contract will support research across the university with more than 50 MSU faculty and staff affiliated with QCORE. Facility CEO Jane Morrow said those individuals mentor students from across disciplines, including mechanical and electrical engineering, computer science, physics, chemistry, business, philosophy, and art. Krishna Rupavatharam, QCORE's Chief Technology Officer and Director of MSU's Spectrum Lab, said the work performed under the contract will provide those students with direct, hands-on research and laboratory experience that ultimately will help them pursue careers in industry and government. On Tuesday, June 16th, the Tuesday Bozeman Farmers Market at Lindley Park kicks off for another summer season. The Tuesday Farmers Market features fresh produce, local food, handmade goods, food trucks, and community connection. The Tuesday Bozeman Farmers Market at Lindley Park is every Tuesday from 5 to 8 p.m. through September 8th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.